is Neville on the Mystic Broadcast Network.
So the power of which I speak is your own wonderful human imagination. That's God. So when I tell you that man is all imagination, and God is man, and exists in us and we in him, the eternal body of man is the imagination, and that is God himself, the divine body Jesus, and we are his members. Everyone can imagine, therefore all are members of the one body. So I ask everyone here to try it. Don't just listen to it and not try it. You are the operant power. It doesn't operate itself. And so when I know what I should do, well then do it. Go to sleep tonight, all right. How am I sleeping? In what state of consciousness am I sleeping? As someone that is unwanted? Well then, I'll rise tomorrow to find myself unwanted. Ignore the facts of life and assume that you are wanted. Ignore the facts of life and assume that you are affluent. And see how things work in your world. It all come your way. You are creating out of a power that is infinite. And you don't need any contacts in the world. You don't need to know the right people or anything else in the world. All you need to know is Christ. And Christ is your own wonderful human imagination. What else do you need to know but Christ? So here, this is the power of which I speak. The power of the universe, the power that created and sustains the universe, is resident in you as your own wonderful human imagination. That's God. Don't forget. I know it's difficult when man has been trained to believe in an external God. And he goes to church and gets on his knees and he prays to an external God. And he goes home at night. Maybe he does say his prayers and he gets down on his knees and he prays to an external God. All right, maybe that's a nice thing for someone to do. But I tell you, he isn't out there at all. You won't be criticized for it, but he's within you. Very personal, may I tell you. He is very, very personal. And within you. Imaginal acts are sowing. But we do not recognize our own harvest when we see the imaginal act projected on the screen of space. Because I could never imagine a thing like that, but we must have, or we could not encounter it. So the act of imagining is sowing. And in its own good time, it crops out from that unseen journey and appears on the screen of space, and you see it, but you don't always recognize your harvest. But I'll tell you one thing, do not concern yourself with the mean. Always go to the end, dwell in the end, and you'll hurt no one. But if you try to devise the means, you're, well, messing the whole thing up. Man creates unwittingly just as well as he does wittingly. But in this world of ours, you should learn to create consciously. But I can't deny that the so-called unconscious creation is just as effective. We walk the earth and we see a headline, we don't know the people involved, and we react. That reaction felt intensely was a creative act on our part. And we don't know the people at all. And so, if you do it wittingly or unwittingly, it's still creative. Therefore, become aware of what you're doing. Or I can say to everyone, become more and more aware, so that at all times you are selective. So I tell you, this power of which I speak is right here, in your own wonderful human imagination. Don't turn to another. Don't turn to anything on the outside. It's all within. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And God is in his heaven. But if I turn within, where I turn to my own wonderful human imagination. And then I imagine what I want as real in my world and persuade myself that it's true. To the degree that I am self-persuaded, it becomes true. It actually clothes itself in what the world calls reality. But the reality is not the physical thing they see. The reality is the unseen state, which I've imagined. You take the yoke, cut it down. It renews itself by the invisible state. The little lamb you slay with the knife. But the reality of that lamb, that form that is forever, is unseen by man. So here, in this wonderful world of ours, you have the power. You don't need financial power. That won't do it. You can't buy health. You can't buy respect, or you can buy it for a little while. But they don't really respect you. Let the money go, and they don't respect you. You don't need anything in the world of Caesar to buy what you want. Come you're told, buy it, without price, without money. When you say, buy it without price, well, then you see it's not Caesar's coin that you build. You use your own wonderful human imagination.
You have been listening to Neville on the Mystic Broadcast Network.